The role of Wall Street bankers in the collapse of Enron is under investigation on Capitol Hill. Today, a Senate investigator told lawmakers that banks, including Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, helped Enron conceal its shaky financial position. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The Senate Investigations Panel reviewed a million pages in documents and interviewed dozens of witnesses from Wall Street investment banks. They now conclude that a series of complex financing deals were structured by bankers to put cash in the hands of Enron without forcing the company to carry the loan on its books as a debt. Robert Roach is the committee's chief investigator.
The evidence indicates that Enron would not have been able to engage in the extent of the accounting deceptions it did, involving billions of dollars, were it not for the active participation of major financial institutions willing to go along with and even expand upon Enron's activities.
The four swearing in a group of investment bankers who'd come to explain to the committee how they justified the deals, committee chairman Carl Levin of Michigan said the paper trail of evidence makes the bankers' motivations clear.
Chase and Citicorp knew what Enron was doing, assisted Enron in those deceptions, and profited from their actions.
Levin then called forward a panel of executives from J.P. Morgan Chase. He pulled out an internal Chase email obtained by the committee and started reading it. The message was written by one of the firm's investment bankers and explained the nature of the transactions at issue, contracts known as prepays, that were used in the deals with Enron. Prepays allowed Chase to lend money to Enron in advance of a supposed delivery of a certain amount of crude oil or natural gas. Levin said if he'd written the email, he'd be ashamed and embarrassed because he said it clearly shows that the investment firm knew it was helping Enron hide its problems.
This is a Chase person here now, just acknowledging what Enron is doing, acknowledging they love these deals. They allows them to hide funded debt. They can bury this in their trading liabilities, which is exactly what happened, and Chase knew it in 1998. Do you have any comment on this email, Mr. McCree? Are you embarrassed by that?
I'm confused by it.
McCree, the managing director of J.P. Morgan Securities, went on to testify that he believed all the firm's prepay financing deals with Enron were legitimate. But he said his firm couldn't be responsible for the way Enron misled investors through its accounting of the deals. The committee then moved on to the former Securities and Exchange Commission's chief accountant, Lynn Turner. Georgia Senator Max Cleland asked Turner how the smartest banking minds in the world could cut the sorts of deals Chase and Citibank did with Enron.
It is business as usual. It happens day in, day out, every day on Wall Street.
Turner says as an SEC official, he tried to uncover these sorts of practices and stop them when they violated laws. But he testified the complicated financing deals are widespread because investment makers stand to make impressive fees.
Quite frankly, each one of the big five accounting firms has an on-call group that works very closely in conjunction with Wall Street in carrying out and designing and engineering these transactions to ensure that they get disguised and hid from the investors.
In addition to the grilling on Capitol Hill, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase were hit hard in the markets. Shares in both firms' stocks closed down sharply. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.